Now more than half of Wisconsin's counties saw a population loss over the past 5 years, according to recent U.S. Census estimates.
As a whole, the state's population grew by more than 80,000 people, but a lot of that growth happened in the state's counties that have metropolitan areas. Think Dane, Brown, Milwaukee counties, while most of the state's more rural counties saw populations go down.
So what's responsible for the growth of urban areas, and how does this affect the state overall?
David Egan Robertson joins us now. He's a demographer at the UW-Madison Applied Population Laboratory. David, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Well, thanks for having me on today, Rob. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, looking at these numbers, generally, what do they tell us about Wisconsin's population change and movement over the last half a decade?
Yeah. Just to sort of flesh out what this data set is, the Federal Census Bureau does annual population estimates for all the states, all the counties, all 3,142 counties in the country. And so they're looking at changes in births, deaths, and the migration patterns for these counties. And what we've been noticing in particular with the Bureau's work this decade over the last 5 years is that there's been a very strong slowdown in in total population change to begin with. If you look at the comparable period from in 2000 to 2005, the state grew about 3.5%. These last 5 years, it only grew about 1.5%. And that's well off from the U.S. level, where the whole population of the country grew about 4% over the last 5 years.
Now, if I understand my demography, when we're looking at that big number, that rate of change is determined by births, deaths, people moving in and people moving out. So where is that slowdown coming from?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing in that Wisconsin is facing what I call a demographic double squeeze right now. As you know, the difference between births and deaths is what we call natural increase. Back during the years prior to the start of the Great Recession, the state was averaging about 72,000 births per year. Once the recession hit, births started to drop, and for example, for the last 3 years, it's averaged only about 67,000. So that's a difference of like 5,000 births in each year. So as you look back to the when the recession started, we're talking about 25,000, you know, fewer residents. In a sense, it's kind of hard to say they're missing birth, but it just because of the recession, the birth rate dropped considerably. On the other hand, on the other side of the natural increase equation, number of deaths has been slowly rising.
As our population ages, presumably?
Population ages, right. For the first time in 2014, the number of total deaths in the state rose above 50,000 for the first time. And so the natural increase component is shrinking. And then as well, the migration component with the economic slowdown, Wisconsin has, in terms of interstate migration, has been losing every year for about 6 or 7 years in a row. There is some international migration. We're not a big destination state for direct international migration, but that hasn't been enough to offset the loss to other states.
Now let's look at where these changes are happening. If I read it right, the census kind of broke this down into three categories: counties with a larger city, 50,000 or more, they call it metropolitan; cities or counties with a smaller city, say 10 to 50,000, and then ones without a city of that size. Where are we seeing growth among those? Where are we seeing declines?
Yeah, it is an interesting era in that nearly all of the population change, and this is true in Wisconsin, but also nationally, that nearly all the growth is happening in what we call our metropolitan counties. And so these are the ones with 50,000 or more people, and also adjoining counties where there's a lot of commuting ties. And this is true at the national level as well, that basically the country grows at about 2.5 million people per year. Mm-hmm. And over the last 5 years, all of the gain has basically accrued to metropolitan counties, not just in Wisconsin, but also nationwide.
As I think of the broad sweep of history, I think gradually we see humans moving more and more towards cities. Is this part of just a long gradual trend, or is this something that's really gone up and down?
Yeah, there's been, as you look back sort of to the historical record, and I went back and looked like through as far back as the 1950s. In the 50s, it's kind of an interesting phenomenon in Wisconsin of counties on the eastern and southeastern portion of the state gain population through migration, and then everything, you could almost draw a line sort of from Janesville to Madison and then diagonally up to about Manitowoc. All the counties to the northwest of that line basically lost population in the 50s. And then it's been variable over time. During the 1970s, there was an increase in rural population. There was, in the literature, it's described as sort of the rural renaissance. But then we were hit, particularly in the upper Midwest, by the Rust Belt recession, which started sort of in the late 70s into the early 80s. So again, rural areas started to decline. Cities held out okay. The 90s, there was good, solid growth in both metropolitan, non-metropolitan counties. And in the 2000s, it was decent everywhere. But again, once the recession hit, we did see, you know, we start looking at specific counties and really just looking at the year period of time of the recession and the years since the recession officially ended of that non-metropolitan population shrinking.
We're talking to demographer David Egan Robertson right now about why the population of Wisconsin's rural areas is shrinking while urban areas seem to be on the way up.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Have you recently moved from a rural area to an urban one, and why? Or have you gone against the grain and moved from a city to a more rural area in the state? If you've seen this trend firsthand, how has your community been affected? Call now at 800-642-1234 or leave us a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Right now we're picking up the conversation with demographer David Egan Robertson about why Wisconsin's rural population seems to be shrinking while the urban population is growing.
And we'd love to hear from you at 800-642-1234 to put a face or at least a voice behind some of these trends. Have you moved from a rural area, a small town, to an urban area, a bigger city or a county near a city in the last few years? Why'd you make that change? Or if you've gone against the tide, why? Why did you move from a city to a smaller town, a rural area? What was behind that? And what do you think is behind the overall trend? Population, according to census data, going up in more urban areas, urban counties, down in rural counties in the state. Call 800-642-1234 or leave us a note on the Central Time Facebook page. We will go right to a caller. We've got Joe on the line in New Glarus. Joe, hi.
Hello.
What's your experience, Joe?
So my wife and I just moved pretty recently, actually, out to the country near New Glarus, Wisconsin. And I kind of just wanted to share what I thought might be one of the reasons less people are moving out to the country. When we were looking, a lot of the homes that we looked at were kind of older and more run down, and you start to get into more expensive fixes for some of them, and maybe a little bit more maintenance than a lot of the homes that you might find in the city. And also, we've noticed that a lot of our neighbors are much older than we are. We're in our 20s still, and almost all of our neighbors are older, even retired.
Interesting, Joe, and that's a really interesting point, David, this idea that rural counties may be older. First of all, you could tell us if that's true, and maybe that's a self-fulfilling prophecy if younger people don't want to move to a town because they perceive it as being mostly people much older than them.
Yeah, that is true. Median age in the non-metropolitan counties of the state is higher, particularly if you go up, you know, to the far north, to counties like Oneida and Vilas, Bayfield, Ashfield. The median age there is up around 50 or so. Statewide, it's up around more like 38 or 39 at this point. It does become the case. This is true. You mentioned he lives in New Glarus, but St. Croix County is a classic example. It's basically a bedroom community for the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And when the economy is really good there, housing costs are rising in the more immediate Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. St. Croix is a big recipient of sort of new families moving in. You know, housing costs are lower there. People can get larger lots if they want in St. Croix County, and, you know, they can hop on I-94 and commute into the city in, you know, half an hour and work in the city but live in St. Croix.
Oh, so that's interesting. So good economy drives up housing costs in what might be perceived as that desirable area, But that family, say, can't afford that, so that benefits the nearby counties in terms of the population growing up. Those people are looking outside of the direct metropolitan area for a place to commute from.
That's right. That's right. And I don't know if this particular caller works in the Madison area, but that may be the case. For those of us who live in Madison, just received our recent assessment and gulped a little bit at the increasing cost of our assessments here in Madison. I mean, that's all part of the effect. Those are sort of the anecdotal stories that underlie a lot of the evidence.
Joe, thanks a lot for sharing your experience. We'll go next to Dennis in Wautoma. Dennis, hi.
Hi there. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. What's your story, Dennis?
Well, my partner and I, his family had property in Washara County for the last 45 years, and we built a place near their property on Pine Lake about 15 years ago, and made the decision to do our own retirement up here, took early retirement and came up here a little over two and a half years ago. And, I mean, both of us had very, very significant jobs down in the Chicago area, which made it possible for us to invest and buy property up here and to live in in the way we are accustomed to, very comfortably. But as I look around and I see what's going on, because I volunteer with a couple of food pantries and do other volunteer work here. What I see here, and we also have rental property, so that reinforces this, is the fact that there just aren't any really what I would call good living wage jobs in the Washara County area, certainly in the Wautoma area, for people to really, to start a family, buy a home, and stay here. So what we see as people grow up and their kids are growing up, they're all heading for Oshkosh, for Appleton, Madison, where have you, places that have some industry and some really decent paying jobs.
Dennis, thank you so much. A lot there. So the idea that there may be these places where people see them as desirable. They like the small town or having some nature nearby, but there's no jobs there. So maybe the best they can aspire to is to retire to a place like that after not having worked there.
Yeah. And that is certainly part of the big story with this, metro, non-metro or urban-rural bifurcation that's happening with population movement right now. For example, over the last 3 years, about 2012 to 2015, metro counties in Wisconsin gained about 4% in terms of total number of jobs. But those non-metro rural counties basically stayed flat, as about 0.5%. Again, in times where the economy is not as strong, the areas that feel it the hardest are the rural areas, and you can even see sort of on a scale as you get further and further away from the large cities of 50,000 or more, and even places where you get away from cities or villages that have like 10,000, you can just see this pattern where employment change is just in a lot of cases going negative the more remote you get from any sort of large settled area.
Dennis, thanks for that call. We're talking to demographer David Egan Robertson from UW-Madison about populations going up in more urban counties in the state, down in rural counties. Our next caller, Nikki in East Troy. Nikki, hi.
Hi. I was calling to touch subject on that also because I did the complete opposite. I went from living in Chicago as a little girl. We moved to Milwaukee. And from Milwaukee, I decided to move into a smaller town at East Troy. For me, the city just got really cramped. It's the violence. And for me, thinking about my family, I didn't want to grow up around that. I didn't want my family growing up around it. So I decided to take a move and move to a smaller, quieter town just for more protection, to feel also like a safe haven. You also get the beauty of the nature. And, you see the sunrise, sunset. You see all the animals so much clearer. You don't have to worry about dealing with as many people as well.
Nikki, thanks a lot for that call. Not too much time left. David, both of those counties she's moved from and to would be in that metropolitan county list that we were talking about. But do we see still this move from urban to that suburban county belt, especially when we're looking at a place like Milwaukee and its neighboring counties?
There is still some movement, not sort of the brisk movement it's been in past decades. And in particular, in areas where there are smaller metro areas, for example, Madison, Green Bay, La Crosse, Eau Claire, we do see population growth sort of in these, what we call the small metro core counties, but any outlying counties are staying level or even losing a little bit of population.
And David, as we start to wrap up, have we seen all the shakeout from the Great Recession?
It's still kind of sort of remaining to be seen. A big concern for people who do demography work like I do is what is going to happen with the birth rates in particular. As I mentioned earlier, normally they recover after recession. Here we seem to have sort of reach a period where is this sort of a new normal? Where people of that cohort who are now coming into their sort of reproductive ages, are they actually going to be having smaller families than we predicted even 5 or 10 years ago?
And you're going to be watching for the next actual full-on census. Just briefly, what's the big news you're going to watch for there?
That'll be in 2020. Again, an interesting thing will be how is Wisconsin grown across an entire 10-year period. Also to look comparatively at our adjacent states like Minnesota, which is about 400,000 people behind us right now, but is actually growing a little bit faster than Wisconsin. So it'll be interesting to see after 2020 how close, particularly like Minnesota and Wisconsin, are in population size.
We'll leave it there, David. Thanks so much for joining us today.
You're quite welcome.
That was demographer David Egan Robertson from UW-Madison. We've been talking about population changes here in Wisconsin. Overall population going up according to new census data, but mostly this is urban counties, counties with a city bigger than 50,000. Population's going down in rural counties. You could still share your story if you've moved from one to the other. Just head over to the Central Time Facebook page and tell us which way you went.